And so the year is passing us by. So we got, but we've still yet got good things going on. Praise the Lord. I give praise and honor to where honor is due. Amen. And we want to say thank you to the platform, the chorale, the singers, and Sister Alexis for her fine job filling in for Brother Cody. Amen. Amen. And they have done an excellent job today and are directly on cue in the will of God, coinciding with the Word of God, and it's just fitting together like a hand in a glove. Amen. All right, Psalms 100, make a joyful, and everybody shout, noise. Unto the Lord, all ye lands. Amen. So we are commissioned to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God. And so here's what we want to preach for a little while. Amen. Sermon simply entitled, The Serious Church. The Serious Church. Praise God. Amen. I cannot tell you how excited I am about where God is taking Landmark. I can't tell you how excited I am about the fact that His firebrand is upon us. People see it. People notice it. Amen. Brother Carson mentioned about other apostolic church and inquiring about what's going on. They just cannot fathom that we've got this in this town. But the town is irrelevant. Listen, anywhere you've got 100,000 people within 15 miles, you ought to have a church like this. Or more. Amen. And I can't tell you the times I wake up convicted because it's not more than what it is. But it's God's church, and we're going to let Him add daily such as should be saved. We're not going to hinder it. We're not going to fight against it. But I love the fact that local people in Davidson County and surrounding areas had their eyes on us and are watching us. And so I give God the honor and I give God the praise for that and the thanks for all of that. Praise the Lord. And the reason is because, simply, we are the serious church. Amen. We're not playing games. Amen. So let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to help us. There was an anointing when it came. I want an anointing when it goes out. Let's pray together. Jesus, we love You, lift You, thank You. And again, we give You all the praise and the glory and the honor. We ask You, Lord, to move greatly, powerfully, and mightily in this house this evening. Thank You for what You have already done, Lord. I'm just going to be honest with You, Lord. You have spoiled us. When we come to Landmark, we expect the best because that's exactly what You've been up to lately. And Lord, You have not failed us. And we're praying tonight that You would not let us fail You. We owe You, Lord, big time because You're a big, awesome, mighty God. And we thank You for Your giving and we thank You for Your blessings, and let the church shout amen. God richly bless you as you're seated right now. Amen. Pardon me if I don't, I just can't. Amen. The serious church. There's a reason why the church is seeing such a move of God in these last days. Amen. And as I, let me reiterate, I don't want to become mundane, but I do want it to get, to sink indelibly in our hearts. Amen. We're not playing games. We're having revival. We know we don't have time to beat around the old proverbial bush, but we've got to press toward the mark. For the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's something that is smiting God's people in the heart like a piercing sword. And that is that we're serious. We're serious about revival. We're very serious about loved ones being born again of the water and the Spirit. We're very serious about friends. We're family and associates and co-workers, all that. Everyone that we come in contact with, amen, praise the Lord. Brother Caleb Smith, right there on the front row, amen. I can't tell you, I can't call your name because I don't have your permission, but Brother Caleb Smith on the front row right there, Brother Carson came to me and said, Dad, I want you to notice something. And he told me how you are a positive influence on a young man in the youth department that needs you right now. And you're probably not even aware of it. It's because you've got your mom and dad's nature. You just reach out and it's just a way of life. And because of that, you're being a positive influence on another young man. And that's just you that I heard about just about 5 minutes ago. Amen. But it's happening. It's all over our congregation how people are being an influence to others. And others are seeing Jesus in you. And they want to follow you all the way to Landmark. Can I tell you something that I feel in the Holy Ghost? I feel in the Holy Ghost, in a deep way, that some place, somewhere, that there are even congregations with their eyes on us. That they want truth, they hunger for truth. Even the pulpit ministry, even the platform ministry, even the Sunday school men, all of them hunger for righteousness and what God wants for them. And I honestly believe that we're going to see them find their way here. Have we got room for another congregation? Have we gotten room for another? Listen, we could put a church over here, another little church right there, another church right there. Hallelujah. Amen. Why can't we just have revival with all of Davidson County? Amen. Amen. We ate at the classic restaurant after service this morning. Amen. What would be wrong with stepping in there one day and everybody just speaking in tongues and worshiping? That's fanatic, ain't it? Wouldn't that be fanatic? Hey, let's get fanatic. Let's get crazy about it. Let's just be a serious church. Amen. Some of you are saying the Lord did it again. That's not water he's got up there. Praise the Lord. But, you know, we're not playing around with it. There's something. There's something that's moving. Amen. I found in the Word of God, you know, people talk about a crown of righteousness and how that you win souls and you do good for God and you serve the Lord, give it your best. He's going to give you a crown. Amen. I don't think it's a real crown. I'm not really interested in a big old king's crown with rubies and diamonds and things like that. But I believe that the glory of God will be around. I believe that we'll be crowned with righteousness and all of that. In fact, there's 5 crowns mentioned in the Word of God for the people of God. So we've got to set our goal for more than just one crown. Amen. And whatever that is, it may be an aura. It may be a presence. It may be a power. Maybe an authority, a dominion, or whatever God has stuff waiting on us that we don't even know about. He's got a kingdom that we don't even comprehend and can't even understand. He hasn't made everything that could be made. Well, I'll give you a hint. 6 days to make all of this. 2,000 years hammering out what he wants us to enjoy. Something's up, and I mean way up. Praise God. And so all of that's waiting on us. But I do know that there are 5 crowns. There's a crown of life. Amen. And that's for endurement. That's found in the book of James 1 or James 12. Amen. Revelations in chapter 20. There's a crown of righteousness for the good fight of faith. 2 Timothy. There's a crown of rejoicing for winning souls. Amen. In Thessalonians. There's a crown of glory for those who edify the church and for feeding the flock. Amen. Praise God. It's, you know, we serve God. God is everything. I understand that. Amen. But hey, brag about your church. Brag about brag about the building. Brag about the beauty. Brag about how the Holy Ghost. We had a visitor today that said, you know, I want to come back to church. He visited once before, I believe it was. He said, I want to go back. Amen. And because he's telling others, he said, you feel the Spirit of God in that church. And he said, I'm not talking about just when they sing and when they preach. He said, but you walk in the building, you can feel it. Amen. We need to brag about that. We need to let folks know that, hey, God is moving. You can feel him in the air. You can feel him in the very atmosphere. Praise the Lord. And so there's a crown for people that do that. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. And then number 5, there's an incorruptible crown of reward for those who successfully run the race. Amen. So there's more than one crown. And so we need to toughen up a little bit and get the crosshairs on all 5 of them and win the goal. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I can't guarantee I'm going to make the shot from the three-point line, but I can guarantee that in His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You make the 3 points, I'm going to clap my hands to you. But next time you might not make it. Don't get depressed about that. Be excited about the fact that every time you come in here and raise your hand, you're going to feel the Holy Ghost. Why? Because we have made a joyful noise unto the Lord. We've clapped our hands. We've rejoiced. We've stepped out in that aisle that Brother Carson challenged us to step out into. Amen. We've ran the aisles. We've worshiped. We have wept. Amen. Some were leaping for joy. Others were weeping. Some were running. Others were walking. Amen. That is a move of God. And we're making a joyful noise. And that's why God is breaking yokes, tearing down strongholds. Amen. We serve the Lord with gladness in our hearts. Praise the Lord. We enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with, somebody shout, praise. We blessed His name because we worship Him. You feel the presence of God, and in His presence you can have anything you need or desire. God forbid that we have professional everything else, but we have inadequate worship or inadequate praise. I can get by with saying that tonight because I have no complaints. Everybody's on board with praising God. And that's a serious church. I just want to tell you, I think God's happy. I think God is thrilled. I think He's excited. And the joy of the Lord is in the house. Amen. We know there's a real demonic force, that it's alive and that it's well in the earth today. And we know that there is a hell. But we know there is also a God that is able to overcome the forces of hell and to give His people dominion over the enemy. In other words, God don't play religion. So we don't play religion when it's time to have church. Amen. We have church because we're serious about it. Amen. Being a Christian, being a child of God, is not just a good thing to us. It is the only thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are a lot of examples I can give you concerning people that were not serious about living for God. They just toyed with it as if it were the loyal order of the local Moose Lodge or Tuesday night bingo or whenever they do that. Amen. Number one, Esau played games and he lost his birthright. Number two, Lot's wife looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt. Number three, Jonah played with the call of God and wound up in the belly of a whale. Number four, Judas chose money and wound up hanging himself. My, my, my. We could go on and on. Amen. But so many in the Word of God that made mistakes may also made their way back. Amen. And we praise God for that. So if you're a mistake sitting in here tonight, understand this. If they can make it back, you can make it back. Sister Sandy, I'm glad there's not a family member in the world that gets so far out that they can't make it back. Don't you forget that. Hallelujah, because the Holy Ghost is here to verify the fact that He loved you. And He said until the end of the world. Amen. Others may skip and be part-time, come in and come out, but regardless of what they do, the Lord loves throughout eternity. And as long as they're breathing a breath of fresh air, God is able to get them back. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not believe this, but I think you do. Amen. Get ready for an entourage of our backslidden coming home, because they're fed up with the junk the enemy is throwing at them and feeding them, and the lies and the corruption. My, 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 my. I'm serious about the move of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Both will be, the Bible says, the Lord said when He comes, He's going to separate the wheat from the chaff. Amen. Serious from the not so serious. The Lord said when He comes, He's going to do that. Both will be bundled up. One will be taken to be eternally with Him. The other will be burned with fire, which cannot be quenched. Never gotten used to, never become accustomed to it. And where the worm dieth not, the Word of God said. Outer darkness, loneliness. And the world has the audacity to ask me why our church is so serious about God. I had a gentleman, Sister Melissa, when you and Patrick had the cafe, I was in there one day, and I had a gentleman speak to me. He knew who we were. It was like he couldn't wait to see me because he had a mouthful for me. And he started telling me, he said, "So you're that pastor down there at Landmark?" I said, "Yes, sir, I am." He said, "You folks," he said, "look," he said, it's like religion," and I knew what his spiel was going to be. It was going to be, "You don't have to be so serious. You don't have to be so revved up and so fired up. It's just church. It's just religion. It's another part of everything in the world." And I just interrupted him, started talking about something else. Amen. It was just a few months later, he wound up at Beast Feast. Amen. I think that was the year, Brother Billy, that we had our first little church service before we fed them. We don't feed them now until they hear the word. Hallelujah. And so, but he was in there, and he's the one that got that miracle. He's the one that said, "I just got a miracle in there," and tears running down his face. And there is no one. He called me up the next week. He said, "Pastor Marshburn," he said, "if you would, I need you to come pick me up. I need to go pray for my aunt. She needs a healing from God." And she said, "I know that he can hear your prayer. God will meet her need." Hallelujah. Amen. So he went a long way, just that short time, from being a little frivolous religious unto something that very serious happening and going on down here at Landmark. Ladies and gentlemen, they're seeing it, they're sensing it, and they're feeling it. Amen. I'm just encouraging you and myself tonight. Don't you give up on what God's up to, and don't you sit down on what God wants to do, because the Spirit of the Lord is moving like a whirlwind. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's happening. It's happening. Praise God. I'm serious about what's going on. I'm very serious about what's happening at Landmark right now. I'm serious about revival. I'm serious about our prayer times and our soul winning. I'm serious about my worship and my praise. I'm very serious about having church. Amen. I want it to go off perfect. It don't always do that, but you know, you got imperfect people doing everything we do. And so, I want it right. I want it first class. I want it to look good. I want it to behave good. I want it to act good. I want it serious. I want our heart in it. Can I say I want our guts in it? I want our spirit in it. I want everything we have into it. Amen. I don't want to just have church. I want revival, prayer time, soul winning, worship. Amen. Without the seriousness of service unto God, there's no moving, no stirring of His presence. There's no healings, no restorations, and there's no rebirth. We enjoy His presence too much to allow it to leave us, right? Amen. We'll have revival. We're having more healing. Amen. I was just at the desk putting all this together this evening, and I just looked up and I said, "Wow, just within the last month, we've had two people healed of cancer." Did you know that? Did you hear that? Amen. We've had people stand up and testify at prayer time on Saturday night and said, "You know that person we were praying for? No cancer." No cancer. No cancer. Amen. And that's just recently happened. We can't stop praising God for that. We cannot stop praising God for that, because we never know when it's going to be our turn. That's why I've got to be serious about this, because I'm going to be in need. You're going to be in need. We're all going to be in need, but we're all going to be there. Amen. And we're going to be serious about it. Praise the Lord. We enjoy His presence. We enjoy His spirit. We enjoy His anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the serious church. Praise God. We were deep sea fishing one time, and one of the mates came by and he asked if we'd like to put a dollar in the pot, and then whoever caught the largest fish would get the pot. I don't know. I just didn't feel good about that. It's probably okay, but I don't know. I don't know. The first thing that popped in my head was gambling, and I said, I think we'll pass. And so the brethren and everyone in the church that went with us on the trip, they passed. And so the answer was just simply no. Amen. We just have never done that, and we don't do business that way. The mate on that fishing boat was absolutely shocked. He said, "We had a so-and-so group of preachers that came out. the other day. And he said by the end of the day, they were so drunk they could hardly walk. Now, I'm going to be absolutely honest with you. I don't get shocked a lot about what happens in the world. But when you tell me that a group of preachers chartered a boat to go deep sea fishing and they got drunk, that shocked me. That shocked me. And I thought, Holy Ghost, what's going on? And the Spirit of God whispered back and said, revival, that's what's going on. He said, they've been playing a game. I let them play the game. Amen. But there's some churches that aren't playing the game. There's some churches that are serious about what they do. Amen. They call right, right, and wrong, wrong. Amen. And that's the way I like it. Hallelujah. Truth is truth, no matter who we are, no matter what we are, no matter who we... Hello? Truth is the apostolic truth, and it applies to every individual. Amen. Amen. So, you know, it's important. It's important. Hallelujah. That's the kind of preachers that preach against the Holy Ghost. They're the ones that want to preach against speaking, moving. They want to preach against the moving of God's Spirit and His presence. They want to preach against healings and miracles and signs and wonders. Hallelujah. There's a voice inside of me crying, come out from among them, saith the Lord, and be ye separate. Don't be conformed to that. But draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. We act different. You might want to write this down. We act different because we are different. That's phenomenal, isn't it? Yeah, I thought of that myself. Hallelujah. The bottom line is that we're different. So what? Amen. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you something else we are. We're on our way out of here. And I'm happy about that too, because we are serious about it. Amen. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Why? Because there is something the serious church will not be denied. We will not be denied the presence of Almighty God. He inhabits the praise of His people, and we crave His presence. We will not be denied that. We are His people. Amen. We're storming the gates of hell with real praise and worship to our God. Hell is having to give up souls because of our praise. Because get Psalms 100 again for us. Because of our noise, hell is having to belch up souls. Because of our noise, the backslidden are coming home. Because of our noise, your sons and daughters are going to grow up apostolic and become missionary. They'll become minister. They're going to become Sunday school teacher. They're going to become soul winners. Because of our noise to the Lord, all the land is going to be healed and delivered and set free and liberated. Amen. Hallelujah. When we first came to Davidson County, somebody asked me, why did you come to Davidson County? Amen. But people are starting to understand and starting to say things like, why didn't I go to Davidson County? What's going on in Davidson County? What's so great now about Davidson County? Hey, I see a light shining on Davidson County. And the only reason is because of our noise, because of our praise, because of the way we lift up the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are a feeble folk, but we do not serve a feeble God. Amen. 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 Don't deny yourself the privilege of being in the presence of God. Walk right into the holy place. You need the strength. You need the power. You need the renewal that only God can give you. Jesus said, your sins I will remember no more. Plead the blood, ask for mercy, and then walk right in the throne room touching Jesus. The Bible says He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. There's a great responsibility. Amen. There's a great responsibility that comes from the throne of God to the serious church. We're the children of promise. Amen. The custodians of this beautiful truth. Hear me now. We are the custodians of His truth. Amen. It's His Spirit. But again, let me tell you, it's our hands. His Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, Lord. But it's our hands. We have His Spirit. Hallelujah. We have his authority. We have his dominion. Amen. So we are the custodians of that. We're the caretakers of that. It's up to us for the power of God to be manifest in our midst in an unusual way, such as our world has never known. Amen. I've got to have it. I want it because I'm serious about God. And I know you are. When we get a correct relationship with God, amen, we're going to see things that will blow our minds. Amen. When we get where God wants us to be, and we're there, I'm telling you, I don't know. I almost said something dumb just to get my point across. Amen. But have you noticed about Donald Trump that every time he gives a speech, it's like when he's done, you can expect something to happen. I'm telling you, when I say when we get a correct relationship, I'm not saying everybody's backslidden. What I'm saying is when we build that wall, hallelujah, the devil's not going to tear it down. And we're building it right now. We're in the process. Amen. I'm not talking about a wall that'll keep people out. I'm talking about a wall that'll keep us in. Amen. And keep us worshiping, keep us praising, keep us magnifying, and keep us glorifying the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a time when David's son Absalom, his heart was not right, that Absalom lived 2 whole years in the same city with his dad, with his father, if you will. But he never came into his father's presence. He never touched his father. He never talked to him for 2 years. Never even saw him and lived in the same place. It would kill me to know that I was in the same room with Jesus Christ and I could not and did not want to reach out and touch him. And I could not and did not even want to talk to him. That's not the serious church. The serious church can't wait to get there. Amen. We don't scream at our children before service and say, get in here and get ready. We got to go to church. We say, hurry up, guys. Get in here. Let's get ready. We get to go to church again. We get to feel the Spirit of the Lord again. We get to feel the promise of God again. We get to feel the anointing of the Lord again. And that's why we come in with praise. That's why we come in with thanksgiving, honoring, praising, magnifying the Lord. Hallelujah. I refuse to sit idle and complacent when God is permeating the atmosphere with his presence. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. There's so many people in our churches sometimes that are simply unhappy. They're not happy. They're unhappy. Amen. That has never been the will of God. You want to know why we say it's joy unspeakable and full of glory? Because we're the serious church. Amen. Could be that the only thing needed was for somebody to get serious. To just turn it over and get real and be serious. That's why we feel his glory. Some people are weak. You need to learn the secret. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The deeper your love goes toward God, the greater your life becomes and the more joy you obtain. If there's seriousness about God, you'll delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. I wish to God I could make you see tonight. The only problem we have sometimes is that we need to enter into his presence. Not just watching others enjoy, but obtaining it ourselves. Let's stand together. Amen. Hallelujah. David loved Absalom. More so that 2 years, David loved Absalom more than Absalom loved him. Finally, Absalom went to his father. But David never forced himself on his son. There's a God here tonight that would never force himself on anyone. But if we were to come to him, he would reach further down than we could reach up. He would be happy. Amen. He would be so happy. Absalom finally went to his father. Friend, you've got an appointment with your heavenly father. Don't cancel that. When you step into His presence, He places mercy upon you. It's going to touch your emotions. Somebody said, you folks are just full of emotion. That's right. We're so in love with Him, we're beside ourselves. Yes, your emotions will be touched because they need to be touched. There needs to be joy. There needs to be excitement. There needs to be thrill. There needs to be tears. We need all the emotions that take place when you have an intimate relationship with somebody. He's not a wooden Indian. He's not a post. He's not a chunk of wood. He's not a storybook figure. He's alive and well. And He wants a relationship with every individual in the house. You're going to feel something that's going to work on you. You'll finally really feel the genuine touch of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When we see Him, we shall be like Him. And I want somebody to join with me tonight. Saints and sinners alike, whoever will, let them come. Whosoever will, let them come. I want you to see Jesus again tonight. Amen. I want you to soak Him up. I want Him to soak you up. I want you to give Him what He deserves, and He'll give you what you need. I want you to reinforce your relationship. Amen. Let the anointing fall. Let the power fall. Let the presence fall. Let the mercy fall. Let the grace fall. Let the goodness of God fall. Let the fire fall. The anointing. Whatever it is you may need can be found right here in the very presence of God. Amen. Stretch your hands. Lift your voices. Call on the name of Jesus. Do not leave this building the same. Do not leave this building the same. But let there be a change. Let there be a rearranging. Let there be a transforming. Let's go for the five crowns. Hallelujah. Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
Let it rain.
Somebody let it rain.
Let it rain.
Let it rain. Hallelujah.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
Come on.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
Come on, somebody.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
Has it been dry for a little while? Let it rain.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
You need another touch.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
Get it from the one that loves you so much.
Let it rain, let it rain.
Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Oh,
let it rain.
Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Lift your hands and praise Him once again. Thank God for His Spirit and thank God for His presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let me just throw something out here tonight just before we leave. There are a lot of needs. I don't want to go with details, but there's several serious needs. Amen. People that need God. People that need a touch, people that need healing, people that need deliverance, people that just needs. Amen. I wonder if there are anyone that will push the plate aside at least one day this week and pray and seek God for the needs of others. God knows who they are. You just pray for them, and I'll join you with you, and we'll pray for them and believe the Lord for all of them. Amen. Would you raise your hands if you'll join us in a little bit of prayer, a little bit of fasting, and perhaps a day this week or something. And if you've never done that before, team up with somebody. They'll help you through it. They'll walk you through. Praise the Lord. But let's do that. Let's believe God that the Lord will meet needs, touch lives, save, redeem, set free, heal, deliver, whatever it may be. And let's just trust the Lord to do a great thing this week. I just simply believe that by next weekend there'll be testimonies that come in. Amen. Hallelujah. Be here Tuesday night. Be here Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Amen. Let's have great church. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Shake hands.